Father, we ask for the four winds to blow in this house, that the atmosphere will be conducive not to hear a loga too loud, not to hear a loga but a rhema. That your word come off the pages into our hearts, minds, and we'll know how to be led by the Spirit. We thank you for every person in this auditorium tonight and every person connected by internet around the world. We thank you that the word will go forth. Father, it's the meat of our life is to fulfill your will and to finish your work. And so we thank you for all the good things you have done for us. And even the things we thought was bad turn out to our good. We thank you tonight. We thank you that your healing power is here. Miracles, signs, and wonders belong to us. It is our inheritance. We thank you for the sound of this house. We thank you that the words will be in within the sound of this house, and every person who comes will receive exactly what they need to receive. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Go to work. I want to clear why they're doing this spontaneously sowing. It came with the revelation of money coming. It's something unique about it, and it's of God. And then the partnership is a different bracket. I'll try to explain it tonight. I need to explain that. The partnership is that you support the ministry as a partner. And we went to money coming, sowing, and reaping partnership. And what we're trying to explain is that the Holy Spirit have taken it up to another level, and now we're getting ledgers and keeping up with our giving and sowing. And you'll be able to do that a while, but you won't be able to do it long, because finally it just, your bookkeeping will get too rough. You try to keep up with it. Amen. Yes, sir. These are large checks. They believe in sowing. When the harvest comes, they believe in bringing it to the church. They bring the church part and they bring my part. Yeah, they do that. They do that in a thousand. Husband and wife in agreement. Living at another level. Living at another level. So I'll try to explain more. Jesus check your dedication by your giving. And so that's why I say those who are going to work in any capacity around this ministry, and some of you are not tied, some of the life bearers are not tied. I'm going to take a look. I never took a look in my life, but I'll be able to take one. The reason I'm going to take one is that Jesus, in Mark 12:41, everybody was jumping and shouting in the church. Jesus was sitting by the treasure. Look. Why? Well, your treasure is what? Heart is also. And I can't get you out if you don't get in. And so as a pastor, I can't be afraid to tell you what you need to do to get your breakthrough, right? All right, you may be seated. Romans chapter 8. I want specifically to you, I'm going a new format tonight, because I want to be clear in what the Lord is saying. In Romans 8:26, and Romans 8 is a life chapter. The Apostle Paul preached the gospel in one chapter. I mean, he really poured out. And he get in that 26th verse, he said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. You see that? Helpeth our what? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, that itself is a mistranslation, the Holy Spirit is the person. Spirit himself maketh intercession. Not only do the Holy Spirit intercede for us, but the Lord Jesus Christ. We got two of the major intercessors interceding for us all the time, the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, and he that searches the heart knows what? Mind of who? Note that spirit has a capital S on it, the mind of the Holy Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to what? Powerful thing. And then verse 28. A lot of times people try to go to verse 28. You can't go to verse 28. You can't jump to verse 28. You got to have some background and some progress and some process, I mean. And we know that all things work together for good. How many of y'all want everything to work together? Bad thing, good thing, whatever come up in your life. I will show you how. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we want to emphasize tonight that praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. I need you to write it down because you're going to need this. Praying in the Spirit is not the only one, but it is a supernatural weapon. Tonight, I'm going to do you a favor. Tonight, I have the girl ready. When I start calling points out, she's going to put it on the board. She's praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. You see that? Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. Say that. Now, we know we're talking about praying in the Spirit. I mean, praying in tongue, right? Now, I hope all y'all feel the Holy Spirit. If not, you can get filled. And being filled doesn't mean you're praying in the Holy Ghost. And you got to make an effort to pray. But there's 8 or 9 things or more that I'm going to share with you tonight. Put you in a position to enter spiritual warfare instantly. You know, we had to go into spiritual warfare instantly. We ain't got no time. Talk to you on the phone. Instantly, we had to go to war. One of the things that the Spirit of God says to tell you that when I'm operating in that spiritual warfare of praying in the Spirit, I remember in 2 Corinthians 10:3 it said, "A weapon of our warfare not carnal, see, but mighty through God." But it's one of them, praying in the Spirit. And then I remember in Ephesians 6:12 it says that for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we got an enemy. We got an enemy that can get in the spirit realm. That's when Moses threw his rod down, the enemy threw his down in the snake. So you got to know what you're doing. So the first thing you want to understand, you've got to understand this, because all of us there, when we pray in the spirit, it turns my infirmities to power. What? You see that? Turn my infirmities. Look at that here. Turn my infirmities to power. My weaknesses, my shortcoming. If anybody here got any shortcoming, let me know it. Hey, raise your hand. Those of you who don't have no shortcoming, we really got to pray in the Spirit tonight. Never underestimate the power of your infirmities when it comes down to the spirit world. And praying in the Spirit, you notice in our text, praying in the Spirit. And the reason he said likewise in that 26th verse, he said likewise because he had talked about the creation groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Well, if you're going to manifest as a son of God, you're going to have to know how to function in the spirit at different dimensions. If you're going to manifest, you can say you're a Christian, but if you want to manifest, if you want the manifestation of that power and of that position that God has placed you in, this is a mighty way to do it, by praying in the Spirit. I mean, everything seems like it'd be going against you. Look like you're not winning. Look like you're losing. Look like the end about to come. But you pray in the Spirit because you know it's a supernatural weapon. Now, let's look at some backup scriptures for this. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Sam Apostle Paul teaches another lesson, but he gives us an insight on what he meant about how to deal with your infirmities. You have to know how to deal with your infirmities. Your infirmities are not coming out of your spirit, but we still, you know, got a body and got a soul. Turn my infirmities to power. Wow. Wow. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now notice what he says next. What he says? What? What? My strength is made perfect in your weakness. My strength is made perfect in your insufficiency. If you turn to me. And sometimes we don't know how to make the whole turn. So therefore, when we're praying in the Spirit turn you. That the power can manifest. That the power can manifest. I'm not playing with y'all tonight. I'm going to get like Montreal. You know how Montreal is, huh? Listen, because I want y'all to hear this, because I don't want you to be defeated. Listen, you're talking about turning my infirmities to power. Here Paul give us, he says in the ninth verse, he said, unto me my grace is sufficient for thee. See, grace come in. Then he said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Then Paul said this, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, I don't supposed to be acting like I know what to do when I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to use the word proper, H-E-L-P. Help, say help. You got to know how to say help in this business. You can't. I don't care how many scriptures you have. I don't care how many times you prayed. You got to know how to ask God for help through the name of Jesus. Just the word help, man. You know, you're a child of God. You're crying out to your father, help. You know, a father going to reach for his child when his child cries out help. But if the child think they got everything covered and refuse to cry out for help and think they're so strong. See. And he goes on to say here, therefore I take pleasure in infirmity. Let me tell you what type of infirmity he's talking about in reproaches. You've had some of that. Necessities in persecution. You've had that. In distresses, for Christ's sake. Then he says this at the end of verse 10. For when I am weak. Now, you see, if you don't have no maturity, if you don't have no study in you, if you don't have no word in you, you'll think this backwards. You think that, wow. You think, you know, he's saying something like this, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Ain't nobody won't be weak. But he's telling you the capacity of the spirit world and the capacity of the finished work of Christ and the clout that the blood carry. It make it more available for you when you recognize you need it. See? It doesn't mean, see, strong people in the Christian world are weak people. People who recognize their insufficiency and recognize their sufficiency at the same time. A good cue word here for you, my new member, a good cue word here for you is covenant. Even though I'm weak, but I'm connected with strength. What God is able to do, listen to me, belong to me. The capacity of God is my capacity. The strength of God is my strength. And so I'm in my body now and I don't feel it pressure all against me. So I just holler help. Start praying in tongues. And then we have two other scriptures. You know them. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power. Tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. So in your weakness, there's authority. See, I told you it's backwards. In your weakness, see, you got to be sitting up in the highest office on the 15th floor to be in power. No, in your weakness, you could be at the bottom floor. But the authority that you have is because of a covenant relationship and because not so much just of your faith, but of God's faithfulness. Say, God is faithful. He'll never fail me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Sometimes, look like I'm losing. Can't happen. Got it? So he said, you get power to tread on scorpions. Then Acts 1:8 is talking about the Holy Ghost. Turn to Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. See? He said, told him, wait. He said, don't go. Don't go because you're going to need to receive this power. And see, that power is Your infirmities turn into power. When you start praying in tongue, praying in the spirit, there's a refreshing, there's an anointing come on you. There's an awareness that somebody bigger than you gonna handle this thing for you. And everybody can look like they're against you, but you're just praying in the spirit. You just got your hand up and say, Lord, I know you can handle things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then you got to go through some of this to mature. It's a process. See. So your infirmities is on purpose. Your infirmity to keep pride out. See, it make you vulnerable to need God. See, sometimes God permit us to go through something so he can bring us out. You may be going through something tonight, but this could help you. This can help you now. It turned my infirmities to power, man. Praying in the spirit. He said, look back at your text in Romans 8, because I'm about to go to another point. But look at Romans 8 again. In the 20. Likewise, the spirit also helps our infirmities. We're in this body and we need help. Look at verse 19 of that 8th chapter. I was looking for it. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Well, when your infirmity stands up and stands out and you begin to pray in the spirit, you're about to go into a manifestation. God dog it. Y'all gonna rob me tonight. You're about to go into a manifestation. You see, sometimes it takes pressure for you to go into a manifestation. Because as long as things going smooth, you're trying to handle it with ABC. 1, 2, 3. But the Lord wants you in another dimension. So the Lord says, all right, I'm gonna back off and let him see he can't handle this. Then he's gonna cry out to me, and then I'm gonna show him what he really can do. You got it? Come on, raise your hand, praise God. I want you to get that because we've been in spots. You know we've all been in spots, right? I said we know we've all been in some spots. And we needed this type of insight to know that my infirmities does not denote that I'm not going to win. Just because it looks like I'm losing doesn't mean I'm losing. It might mean I'm getting closer to victory. Are you following me? Secondly, what the Lord wants you to know tonight is praying in the spirit changes my incapabilities into his ability. It changed my incapabilities into his ability. Oh, my God. You know what was just been said? It changed what you can't do into what God can do. And then I hear a word in the spirit. I hear a word in the spirit that is always available to us. It's always available for my incapability to turn into his ability. My God, you heard that? It's all because I'm a child of God and because my sonship might manifest any moment. As I cried to God in the spirit, God changed my incapability into his ability. And all of these points coming from Romans 8, 26 through 28. You know that the second part of that verse says in Romans 8, 26, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Look at Luke 18, 1 for a minute. Luke 18, 1. Look at that. Because there Jesus said men ought to always pray and not faint. But man don't know how to ought to pray all the time. You see in the 18th chapter of Luke, men ought to always pray. Why so many Christians faint? Because they're not aware of the fact that there's a shifting realm they can go into. praying in the Spirit. I know my life changed when I got filled with the Spirit. I'd pray in English all the time. I'd pray hours in English, run out of words, but I keep praying, you know, keep saying something. But in the Spirit, you can pray hours and hours and hours. Huh? Well, he said men ought to always pray, but suppose men don't know what they ought to pray about. And see, that's where the Spirit come in. That's where the Spirit take your incapability and place you in God's ability. Your ought become God's ought. See, you see what I'm saying? It puts you in a dimension of the Spirit. And we'll see, we're going to higher realms in a few minutes. But don't get afraid of your incapability. I'm hearing it again. Your incapabilities ignites God's availability. Good God Almighty. See. So when you're at the end of self and the end of your prayer list discouragement trying to set in. But because you're a student and you're here tonight, you know that discouragement now can turn into confidence. Because you're operating by faith in the Spirit, not by doubt in the flesh. So not only Luke 18:1, I want you to have under that, under this change it, my incapability, but look at Philippians 4:13. Oh my God. I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. And so while I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, the strength coming. While I'm walking around in my incapabilities, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden, God's ability come on me, anointing come on me, the God wisdom come on me, God knowledge come over me, God's strength come over me. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. I turn into another man. Now I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Well, no greater way to be strengthened in Christ than praying in the Holy Ghost. All your incapabilities, my brothers and sisters, they are there for a reason. They are there for a reason. What's the reason is? If you're going to mature in the Lord, you're going to have to learn to trust the Lord at all times. Good time and bad time. It comes to the point, good time and bad time will become the same time to you. Now, God is able. See, that's when you're maturing, when bad time and good times are the same. Why? Because you're always aware of the fact that when the dust get through flying and the smoke get through smoking and the fire get through burning, I'm going to come out all right. Time for maturity in this church. Time for us to grow now. We're talking about praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon that can change anything the devil have set up, anything your enemy has set up, anything this world system have set up. You get to praying in the Spirit. You get to make it move that the enemy don't know where you're going. You go to boxing like casted clay in his prime time. Fly like a butterfly. And what is it? Sting like a bee. Are you following me? Man, this is a joyous life, but you got to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. We can't go through this old rituals and routines and religions and regular life. Nobody want none of that. But if you know how powerful you really are in the Spirit. So when you're praying in the Spirit, you can change your incapabilities into God's ability. And then the Spirit of God spoke off my note. He said, you know how to activate God's availability. He's always available. Tell your neighbor. And he can handle it. Woo! Got that? Blow your horn in. Bump, bump, let me know you got it. All right, blow your horn. We can pull on the side. Put on the side, we're coming through. Now, also, I saw in meditation and prayer, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning, you with me, 8 and 26, which cannot be uttered. When you are praying in the Spirit, guess what happened? God, through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is inviting me in a realm of the Spirit I can't do it myself, or I can't go there myself. It's a realm. See when he talk about, because he make intercession for the saints, no, back up to verse 26, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered, that's taking you into another realm. That's taking you in speaking divine language, speaking mystery. Huh? It taking the realm. So it invited me in the realm of the Spirit, a place I can't go myself, but through groaning. While I'm praying the Spirit, he take me to another dimension. You notice, you put in your note, there's two scriptures I got here. Back to 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 7, the Apostle Paul make a relationship or make a, he's telling a lesson of a man that was caught up in the third heaven, heard stuff he couldn't tell. He could, words unspeakable. That was Paul. He got caught up. You see, and so when the groaning and stuff going on, you get caught up into another realm. You get into another flow. See? Yeah, you go somewhere you haven't been before. Are you following it? Listen to what we're talking about. Now listen, we're talking about Romans 8, 26. Groaning, which cannot be uttered. Inviting me in the realm of the Spirit. Inviting me into the realm of a dimension of the realm of the Spirit that I've never been before. And look, you won't go there unless you have some pressure. Huh? How you think them lifters build weight? They got to have something resisting them. You just can't sit around. You got to have some resistance. Then all of a sudden, you go to another set now because you already mastered that set. And your muscles now, they're not giving your muscles no challenge. You see, we have, oh my goodness. We're going to have challenges, children, but it doesn't matter. We just got to exercise our spiritual muscles and recognize God finna put us in another category, take us to another level. The process call for you. Hey, son, the process call for you. The process call for you to begin to go to other levels. And so everything gets smooth, and you walk on the same platform all the time. You haven't entered in yet. With groaning, there cannot be uttered. I have to trust him. Just trust him, man. Let's trust him. Let's trust him. He's saying something. He's saying something, but he's snatching me with him. You know, by the time I get through, man, I get up, I say, I got this. See? All right, class, I want to give you a few more. In 1 Corinthians, yeah, you're Dr. Forbes. I'd like to see Dr. Forbes. You like to see him? That's a lot of hundred there, boy. Invited me into a different dimension, a different realm of the Spirit that I couldn't go with English, that I couldn't go with the Our Father prayer. The Spirit picked me up and lift me to another level. I left the problem behind. I went higher than Satan. Satan said, I got to catch somebody lower than this child, this woman, and pray it our way out of my hand. Yes, sir. That's what I want for this ministry. That's what I want for you, to know how to pray yourself and your situation and your family and your circumstances out of Satan's hand. He's no match for you. But you have to know what you're doing. First Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at something before I leave this one. First Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at something before I leave this one. First Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
You know, First Corinthians chapter 2 and Romans 8 are two of my favorite chapters. Yeah, you need to read them because they bring you in that spirit realm, you know. And that's what it's all about, going in the spirit realm and letting the Holy Spirit teach you and lead you to a higher dimension. Inviting me in the realm of the spirit, or a different dimension of the spirit, or a different level of the spirit, that third point I'm giving you, praying in the spirit is a supernatural weapon that can invite you into another realm. And then, you know, you can go up or you can go down in a different depth. The deeper things of God. Deep things in the spirit. Scuba diving. You're going lower. You're dropping lower. The enemy can't go. He can't stand that depth. You got to have special type of oxygen to go down there, and you got heaven oxygen. And the demon say, I can't go that deep. You understand that? Are you understanding me? I'm gonna have to talk a little rough here now, y'all, because y'all got to get this thing. You got to understand this. I'm showing you how to dive in the spirit. Either dive or fly. If you can't go over it, go under it. When I say under, I'm talking about under an anointing that's too heavy for it. Going in a depth, in a depth, in a depth. Now watch this. This serves us well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Watch this. Watch this shifting. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for them that love him. You remember what Romans 8:28 says? All things work together for good for them that what? Love God, right? All right. But God, now watch this, verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Are you still with me? Huh? Stick with me now. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now watch verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That's in another realm. That's another realm. That ain't you know, the Bible toting, Bible reading, song singing realm. Song singing and the Bible reading and the Bible toting is preparing you, setting an atmosphere up and making a sound that you can go into another dimension. We look too normal around heathen. They need to see something. They need to know. They need to know we got a word from God. They need to know we ain't living by a logos. We're not living by just this book. We're living by a rhema, a revelation. Something God has revealed to us out of this book. We're living in a manifestation. We're living in a demonstration. I think I'm going to create something today. You got to be bold enough to know that, you know. Your words can create. You're thinking right and you're believing right and you're speaking right and your expectation right. You can create something. You can change it. I can change this. In the spirit. See? See, there's no level there. There's no man can stop you there. No denomination, no religion, no demon, the world system, no politician, no socialism. Nothing can stop. No club, no sorority. I don't care how bad they think they are. The Mason, the Eastern Star, none of them can stop you there. You're going into another realm. See? You can shut all that down. You can shut all your enemies down. You can shut racism down. Racism can't go there. Ain't no color there. I'll slap you side of the head about poor black me. Shut your mouth up. I ain't black. The real me invisible. Y'all be the word, get the word in yourself. And listen, let me tell you on a little side journey. Let me tell you a side journey. I'm finna ease your life up right now. I'm gonna ease your life up. There's two things going on all the time. What the world doing and what the word is doing. Y'all stick with what the word is doing. You can't pray about all this stuff because some of this stuff God behind it. You waste all your energy trying to correct everything. You can't correct everything. Some of this stuff gonna go to pot. That's why I don't worry my intercessor with a whole list of stuff praying for. We praying for what God is doing. Then if God tell us, I want you to pray for that, we'll pray for that. But I ain't waste my energy on all this stuff. These people of the world, they're going to do what they want to do. The whole world not going to be saved. So when you see what going into politics, you see what's going on, you read the paper. I read the paper, but I don't get upset about it, huh? You know, I read the paper and then pray 15 minutes. I ain't praying nothing when I read the paper. I'm just going to read what they're doing and go on about my business. Now, this next aspect is so important. This next point, go back to Romans 8. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
You're going to need this, you know. Yeah, because the thing going to get worse and worse. But things get better and better, too. According to what church you go to. Ha! Y'all talking about any church? What, you must be out your mind. You better be going somewhere where God talking to you, where you'll know what to do when you need to do it. You hold a script of Satan, and Satan say, I believe that too. Now what you going to do? That's what the Bible said. He believed. But he can't receive. So you have to shift on him. He's believing and you receive it. Here we go. Verse 27, Romans 8, 27. Watch this. Watch this. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Right? In the Spirit, you have what you call a heart inspection when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. You have what you call the Spirit finding out what is the intent of your heart. What is your heart condition? What is your heart position? Can you handle this? See? And he that searches the heart, what is the mind? And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saint, according to the will of God. So he search your heart. What kind of condition? So, you know, we got favorite scriptures here. We got two powerful scriptures. Psalm 139, turn down. So you need, when you pray, search me, O God, verse 23. Know my heart. Try me and know my thought or know my mind. And then see if there be any wicked way in me. No, we're not through yet. And lead me in the way everlasting. Now look at Hebrews 4:12. Oh my. Look at Hebrews 4:12. Now the sword of the Spirit is going to get in on this deal. And it takes the sword of the Spirit to search your heart. A man can't search your heart. But the sword of the Spirit, for the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now watch. Piercing even to the dividing of son of soul and spirit. Wow. Now here we go. And of the joint marrow, here we go. Last part of that voice. Here we go. And is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. That's why you got to go to a church where your cones be walked on. Your toes be walked on. Yeah. Get in the car, you got to rub your head, rub your back. My God. He looked like he'd been to my house. I was supposed to go to your house.
Right.
I was supposed to know the last argument you and your wife had. I was supposed to tell you something, straighten yourself out and go back home and do it right. Yes. In the spirit. Sometimes I don't know I'm doing it.
Right.
See, I don't know what I'm saying sometimes. With Marion Mitchell, I was tell her something, and then the people had told her something, and the people thought she was telling me, but I was telling her. Man, I said, don't tell me that no more, because the pastor gonna come, he gonna come up with it for sure. The Spirit of God just reveal things. But you know, sometimes God let me tell you something, I don't even know your business. You didn't hear that. But sometime I'm going to know, you know, who you are and exactly what it is. That's the way it is. You've got to have some kind of reverence you feel. You come in a church and you come in and just do anything, and pastor's just a dummy. He can't help you. But discerning in the spirit, they say, hey, I need to talk to you. That, you know, leave that alone. Now you're going to another church? You're going to flunk out in the fifth grade? You see what I'm saying? It's all about, I need to do it in compassion, but sometimes boldness jump over compassion. Because some people need to be shook. You understand the words coming out of my mouth? So our hearts has to be inspected. When you're praying in tongue, the Holy Ghost knows what needs to be in your heart, and so there's an inspection is made. Do Satan has any bait here? Is there anything blocking me from moving for this person? See? What the heart condition? Watch now, heart condition and heart position. You got that? Write that down. Your heart condition and your heart position can only be found out by the Holy Spirit. So he search you. The Holy Spirit search you. He's searching you not to put you in jail, to get you out. Yeah, he's searching to find out what the Bible says, the curse causeless should not come. In Proverbs 26:2. And so the Holy Spirit search and find out what the call that the curse got in so we can get it out. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. Isn't that supernatural? I mean, I'm praying and he's searching my heart all the while, and then he can bring it up on the screen of my spirit or the screen of my mind. I need to stop right here and repent of that. That's the very track Satan coming in on. I don't mind that, me. Tell me, Lord. Tell me, I'm praying about it. I won't know. I ask the Lord to search my heart every day. Somebody said, well, you don't need to do that. That's sin conscious. No. I'm Holy Ghost conscious. I know Leroy can miss it. I'm going to ask. You just go ahead on with your deep self. Don't ask. I'm going to ask the Lord, me. I won't know. I won't be right with God. I ain't got no time because my mind be playing tricks and flipping, and your body be flipping on you. Then your neighbor flipping, and some of your family members flipping and tripping. I need to know what God's saying. On that job. Don't tell me about the job. I've been on them jobs. Oh, Lord. Yeah, they're flipping for you. Point the clock. They're flipping in the clock hole. So you got that 139 Psalm? Inspect my heart condition. Inspect my heart condition or position. Now, here's another. I'm finding out that we have the word of faith. We have taught people about how important what you believe and what you speak. But what you think is more powerful than what you speak. What you speak is not the parent of your thought, but what you think is the parent of what you speak. So you may be working on some things and you're believing and you're saying, but you're thinking, wiping it out. And if you be here on Sunday night, I'm teaching those children, the only access to your mind, the only access to your life is your mind. Now, you're not no demon. Your thought life. We're gonna reverse some curse. We're going to take some of them children who got caught early and their mind was poisoned and they think they're somebody else or a gambler or alcoholic or a drug dealer or any got sexual preference or messed up. We're just going to reverse it. See, People are afraid of what they don't understand. And so people push it away. But we as the body of Christ are supposed to be able to walk in there and know we can make a change. And as long as a person is coming to church and trying, man, there's always hope. Are you following me? So we can't be scheming and scamming and pushing Christians back. We need to love them. And because we know it's not their fault. Now, you don't understand me. You're not understanding what I'm saying. See, when you catch a kid at 11, 12, or 13 years old and teach them something wrong, what you did, you overpowered them. I even believe in age older than that. Because you got a 70-year-old man or a 50-year-old man talking to a 19-year-old boy. He got so many tricks up his sleeve that boy don't know about. I just use that term. So the next thing, supernatural warfare, or supernatural, the weapon of the supernatural praying, it will take me into my inner mind. It will take me into my inner mind. There's an outer mind, and there's an inner mind. There's a mind in the spirit. We're going to look at one or two scriptures here. Take me into my inner mind. Because your outer mind is where Satan come through. He can't come through your inner mind. Your inner mind is the mind of Christ. It's being spiritually minded. It's that sound mind Paul tell Timothy about. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. It's not that mind that James talked about in the first chapter, being double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So I can't go to all these scriptures. In James, you find it, just cruising on James. And then, but you can't be double-minded in the spirit. And I tell you what, you can't stay double-minded praying in tongues. Why? Tongue headed for one trail. Tongue, you listening to me? Tongue, all praying in the spirit, always agree with the Trinity. Always. They are one. God, the Holy Spirit. See? So if you're out of wax and things not working, when you pray in the spirit, it's going to take you in your inner mind. Then your inner mind can connect with your inner man. Now you're going to have an invisible explosion of truth and revelation that's going to take you out of the hand of the enemy. Look at this. Philippians 2:5. You read it. Philippians 2:5. You read it. Read it out loud. Just anybody, just start reading and read. The other one can be behind. Just read 2:5. Now, you know what it said along in there? Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Look at Ephesians 4:23. Read it. Ephesians 4. Come on, turn. Read. Being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. 6 is talking about prayer. I'm just going to go to 7. Look what it says. See, both of them has to be kept. I think a lot of times the word of faith, we just keep more in the heart. See. Not only that, as I pray in the spirit as a supernatural weapon, here's another principle or point I want you to have. Increases my understanding to the will of God. It increases my understanding, supernaturally increases my understanding to the will of God. Now, as I prayed about this night, and the Lord began to give me these principles, what I did in some of my prayer times, I pray sometimes different hours in the day, I took 10 minutes for each one of them. Try it. See what happened to you. Take the principle, read the scripture, and pray 10 minutes in tongue, right, and get your pen ready to write. See? You're just like the one we're on now. Just like increase my understanding to the will of God and go for it. Go for it. Look at Ephesians 1:18. Ephesians 1:18. Philippians 2:13. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being light that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. See, when we're praying in the Spirit, and the Spirit in Romans 8:27, he says, go back to Romans 8:27. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, all right, because he make intercession for the saints, what? According to the will of God. According to the will of God. You see, so when I'm praying in the Spirit, it give me divine understanding to the will of God. In other words, I pass my normal setup, my normal studies, my normal memorized scriptures, my normal time I've been in service, 35 years, 40 years. I go into a dimension, a fresh dimension of understanding what is the will of God in such a way. See, some situation, you don't know what the will of God is. You know, I definitely wouldn't marry without praying in the tongue. I said, bow down, your girl. Yala la ba sha ta ko ta pa ya. Who na la ba sa? Any demon in there, Lord? Yala ba ka sa ya ya. And she said, wow, I got to go through all this. Let her go. Let her go. She wasn't ready. Yala said, honey, we got to pray an hour in tongue for 7 days. Oh, you tell a man that. So let's pray an hour in tongue for 7 days. He said, in tongue, what is that? Take him to the preacher. I'm telling you. I don't want to say I was lucky because God told me about Carol. He told me that's your wife. I'm a street runner. I'm still a street runner. I ain't saved. God told me. That wasn't the devil told me about Carol. I don't know. I might have got saved. I don't know what it was. I know it was divine appointment. Because I was crazy as a Bessie boat. Ain't no way I ain't married nobody. No. 25 years old and wild as a Bessie boat. I don't want no wife. I just want to run and play and wear clothes and buy a car and have fun. But the Lord settled that thing. He knew what I had to do, you see. Oh, Lord, I couldn't have a crazy. The ministry I got now, I got to leave town. I can't have no crazy wife. Pray over. Say, catch my hand, honey. Yellow la ba sha ta ka sha ya 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 ya. Philippians 2:13. Increasing my understanding. I'm supernaturally increasing my understanding. Watch it. Write that down. I'm supernaturally increasing my understanding to the will of God. When you're praying in tongues, you're supernaturally aligning with God's will. Are you following me? Come on now, saints. Y'all getting it?
Yeah.
You're supernatural. I'm lining up with God's will. So now God and I are going to walk through it to the destiny that he want me to be in. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be in fear. And I'm not going to let the enemy bluff me. I know something good about to come out of this. See, every time you're worrying, every time you fear, you have drifted back into the natural. Because your covenant partner is not afraid of nothing. You understand me? Your covenant partner can make a way. Nobody never been there before. Man, we got to come to the reality of who we really are. And watch what I say now. Watch what I'm about to say. You remember I said how creation was waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God, how they groaned and desired it? Any moment, you can manifest who you really are. Any moment, you're qualified to manifest a miracle, a sign, a wonder. Why? It's in you. And when you're over there in the spirit world, you get what the old folks used to say, get lost in the spirit, and you end up where you thought you couldn't go. I don't know how many thousands of hours have been praying in the spirit for this ministry. Thousands of hours have been praying in the spirit for this ministry. And that's why this ministry, when persecution, distress, and all that stuff coming, just keep moving. Keep moving. The source keep providing. So it's supernaturally, for it is God was working in you both to will and to do of a good pleasure. So if I do God's will and God's good pleasure, what's gonna happen to me? What? No limits. No limits. I try to live this before you every day of my life when I come here to teach you and tell you things about my life. No limits. If you put God, God, oh my, put him in first place. Know his will and his good pleasure. And look, he at work in me. He know I can't get that by myself. But he's for me. If God is for me, who can be against me? Huh? Man, all these things. We're more than conquerors through him. Your problem is not bad as it looks. You've been looking out of the wrong eyes. One of my devotion today was trusting God and being thankful. And if you trust him, you can't worry. And obsession won't get a hold of you. You know, taking you over? It can't take you if you trust him. And if you're thankful, you're not going to criticize or complain. Thousand thoughts come to you a day. Thousand thoughts just coming from everywhere. Yeah. Oh my, what my time look like? Oh my God. Praying in the spirit. Are you listening? Ignite the fire of God's love in me. Woo. Ignite, look at that. Could you believe this? Ignite. Romans 5:5, ignite the fire of God loving me, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto me. When you're praying in tongues, you get ignited. You know, the Lord said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your might, and all your mind. That is ignited in me when I'm praying the Holy Ghost, because myself and my senses and my mental man and my name, and nobody else can stop me now. I'm in the room with God, and I'm praying in tongues, and I'm not driving. I'm not driving. When you're praying in English, you drive, you know, Lord. You know, when you go to praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit take the wheel. I don't want the Holy Spirit as no co-pilot. Who you think you are having God as a co-pilot? You feel what I'm saying? But you know, if God ignite the fire of his love in my heart, ignite the fire of God's love in my heart, when I'm praying in tongues, what you're doing? You can align yourself. You got these principles and you're praying in tongues. You're praying in tongues. You look at it and say, all right, I'm igniting the fire of God in my heart. And just let him ignite it. So you clean your heart. He put his fire in it. I'm going to give you one more. And then put 1 Corinthians 3:8 under that one, because, you know, God can't fail. God's fire never fail. God's love fire can't fail. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know I'm looking at you. You say, you open that mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to give you this one, this last one. It's not the last one I have, but I want to give you number 8. I'm on number 8. What one are you on? You're on number 6, you took a nap. Number 8, imparting a deeper dimension of God's purpose in me. Impart. When I'm praying in tongue is imparting a deeper dimension of God's purpose in me. And that's prior to that, boy. I mean, you know. And then if you can go down these principles and you know, to say, I'm praying and God is imparting a deeper dimension of his purpose in me. Just pray in tongue 5 or 10 minutes. Are you seeing me? Let me see. Can I pick it out right quick? And we know all things, verse 28. And we know all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are the called according to his purpose. So when you're praying in tongue, deeper dimension of his purpose is coming into you. Amen?
Amen.
And Proverbs 19:21 in the NIV Bible, sum it up. Glad to that sum it up? That sum the night up, doesn't it? Look at what it says. See, I can't see that for a reverend. Let me read it to you then. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevail. See, you have a plan and you think it's the right plan, but it's not the right plan. So watch this now, because I just heard this. I just heard it. You have a plan. I mean, it's a Christ-like plan. You got your scripture and everything, but it's not God's plan. So God's purpose, you listening? Changes your plan. Now you're not only operating in a plan, but you're operating in God's plan and God's purpose, and God's plan is to prosper you and give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise God. Come on, let's talk to God a minute.